another point he brought up was the issue of the neutropenia that was seen in both arms. Can you talk about that?
That's certainly an important issue, and we looked into this. We had a fairly high number of febrile neutropenia in both arms, 15% in the control arm with chemo alone and 22% in the chemo plus cetuximab arm. We knew that the chemotherapy with vinorelbine, cisplatin will be neutropenic, and in addition, we decided when we planned to use a high, the dose of vinorelbine at 30 milligrams per square meter, but due to hematotoxicity, we had an amendment which reduced it to 25 milligrams per square meter. So we had most probably a dose of vinorelbine which we would not reuse again. So if based on the dose intensity, we would use 70 to 80 milligrams per square meter cisplatin every 3 weeks, and vinorelbine we would use at the dose of 25 milligrams per square meter on days 1 and the same dose also on day 8 of the 3 week cycles. And that's pretty much what the patient received in the FLEX trial. That's one explanation, that we had a slightly higher dose of vinorelbine. Secondly, what's also the case is that we included BS2 patients in 20% or roughly 20%, so there might have been some increased hematotoxicity there. Another issue, of course, is this high percentage included grade 3 and 4 febrile neutropenias, and we tried to look into the literature, and some publications don't give you exact numbers whether it was grade 3 or 4. If you look at grade 4 and compare what's in the literature, it's similar to what we found. And another explanation could be that we had regular blood cell counts on day 15. And so it could have been that in our study, there might have been an over-reporting compared to other studies that could have affected this. And we do believe that despite this fairly high percentage of febrile neutropenia in both arms, we believe that it did not have a major impact with regard to its clinical relevance, because the infection rate was very low in both arms and also sepsis rate was very, very low. So it appears that it did not translate in a clinically relevant problem.